Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Dante Marcatelli here with you, as was just mentioned. Great to be with you here on this Tuesday evening. It is Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. Our producer is Aaron Berlin, and tomorrow the Magic will host the Los Angeles Clippers 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. But tomorrow also will be Magic Wednesdays at Tijuana Flats. So you can stop in at Tijuana Flats this and every Wednesday throughout the 2017-18 season for pure Magic Wednesdays. Wear your Magic gear into any Central Florida Tijuana Flats on Wednesdays and receive a free taco and chips. Tijuana Flats, always keeping it fresh. Coming up in about a minute or two, we're going to catch up with Magic head coach Frank Vogel. We're going to get his thoughts, kind of a state of the union address here for this team. Find out where this club is at right now. Get the latest injury update according to him. Who's out? Who's in tomorrow? What we might expect that who could be in uniform tomorrow for the Orlando Magic. So we'll have that with Magic head coach Frank Vogel. But first, Aaron Berlin, I want to catch up with you. This Giancarlo Stanton stuff. You're a baseball guy.
This infuriates you, doesn't it?
I'm a basketball guy, and I'm to some degree a baseball guy and a football guy to some lengths. I can't get into all the minutia like people that do it much better here on this station. But you are a baseball guy through and through, and you are a basketball guy as well. I cannot for the life of me understand, and I know it's been talked about and well documented, but Derek Jeter, the captain, El Capitan, for the former New York Yankees, now owns the Florida Marlins and sends their best player to his former team for nothing. Well, for Starlin Castro, and maybe somewhere 15 years down the road, a decent player or two. How is this allowable?
So there's multiple ways you can look at this. One, you can look at it from an ownership perspective, and, you know, Jeter and his clients didn't sign that contract with Giancarlo, and they didn't want to commit $300-some-odd million to one player, which I'm completely fine with. Another thing is that, you know, the front office crew in Miami also knew the Yankees farm system much better than anyone else. And if they weren't going to give the Yankees any money for Giancarlo, well, the prospect return wasn't going to be as high. And they liked those two guys at A-ball. And when you look at Starlin Castro, he's probably a lot easier to flip than some of the other guys that they were going to get back from the Giants or the Cardinals, perhaps.
So they're going to flip Starlin Castro. So they're going to end up with nothing. They're going to end up with one or two. So they just wanted that contract. So they're expected to eat some of that money and give the Yankees Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah.
This is Giancarlo Stanton we're talking about.
How about this? The Yankees took on a $275 million contract yesterday and then dumped a $13 million contract today for a prospect. That's it.
Wait, yeah, that's
so
how it goes.
So the Yankees ever giving away money?
No, that's true. That is true. How about that? Well, so you're in favor of it. You said Orlando Magic resident baseball expert are okay with this from both sides.
Yes, I am, because I think in the long term it's going to hamper the Yankees more than it's going to help them in the short term.
Wow. Okay. He does miss games. I know he's been plagued with injuries over the year. But anyway, okay. Well, all that being said, we got more important things to get to. The Orlando Magic are back home. They'll host the Los Angeles Clippers here tomorrow. And on this beautiful Tuesday evening, we are joined by the head coach of the Orlando Magic, Frank Vogel, spending a few minutes with us here. Coach, how are you?
Good, Dante. How you doing?
All right. I'm hanging in there. I'm looking at your club. You're banged up. Obviously, the injuries and everything going on. And now, unfortunately, it's gone to your Philadelphia Eagles, your starting quarterback, Carson Wentz, out for the year, Coach. I know, what another blow for you.
Yeah, I'm leaving the interview now. Thanks for bringing that up. You just made me angry and ruined my day, reminding me of, you know, my guy going down. And
oh, man, I know it.
Contagious, I think. You know, we caught a little bit of the injury bug, and it just spread over the Philadelphia Eagles. It's terrible.
For those that don't, we understand outwardly, outwardly how passionate Philadelphia Eagle fans are and what that team means to that city. But I think you having lived it and grown up there, I think could probably offer a little more perspective on how tough that is for that fan base. Man.
Yeah, they won a football championship in the worst way. You know, it has the basketball and the hockey and the baseball. But it's been too long for the football, so they're dying for it.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Well, we'll see what they can get it done here with Nick Foles. And speaking with Magic head coach Frank Vogel and the team back in action here tomorrow night, you're running out of days for your Christmas shopping. Have you gotten it done?
Well, no, I haven't. I'm just about done. I've done some stuff online, but we have a day, I think a day off in Chicago next week. Staying
very
on the mile, so I'm going to do a little shopping then.
Okay, so you'll get out. You like to get out and still brave the crowds a little bit and go grab deals that way.
Well, at Chicago, there's a mile I will. You know, I'm not going to go to the malls here or really anywhere else. But, you know, I always try to walk that strip anyway when we go to Chicago. It's such a nice part of our country, and it's always a great experience.
No, that's a good point. It really is. All right, Coach, turn our attention to your basketball club here. I know you had a practice here today. I know you didn't have a ton of bodies. Are you getting any closer to get – I know Aaron Gordon is now listed as questionable. I guess we'll start with him. What have you seen with him? And you probably won't know till tomorrow's shoot-around if he's a full go or not.
Correct. He's in a concussion protocol, which means, you know, a little bit more work each day. And then they do the testing afterwards. And, you know, he did some non-contact portions of practice today as per the protocol. And, you know, we just got to wait and see tomorrow. He has one more sort of series of tests that he has to go through before he can be cleared.
And you know what, Coach? That really is a great protocol, though, to have in place, isn't it? There's so many scares out there, especially with concussions. And that's something you definitely don't want to rush.
Well, we've learned so much, you know, over the last, X amount of years about how, you know, how really, really dangerous it is. And, you know, football has taught us a lot, and the NBA does a great job just being intelligent, you know, about protecting the player from, from long-term, brain injury. And, concussions are a very, very serious thing. And it's really become a very black and white type of situation. You know, if you have a concussion, you know, you're in the protocol and you're not cleared to play until you pass those tests. So, it's a great thing that the league is doing in terms of player safety, and you know, hopefully it just doesn't impact keeping Aaron out too long.
Yeah. Hopefully you get some good news after shoot around tomorrow. I know you had DJ Augustine and Nick Vucevic back here today. How did they look, Coach? And hopefully they're able to go tomorrow for you.
Yeah, they're good to go. They're just managing injuries that are soreness related, and DJ obviously had a bruise in his thigh. I needed a tie. And, you know, Vooch just managed some soreness in his Achilles. And, you know, Vooch wanted to be smart using the practice days. And they both went today. Both look good and should be good to go tomorrow.
And how about Aaron Aflalo? I know he's listed as questionable. What is that, same thing, just kind of a precautionary thing? Or how's he feeling for you?
His back is he's having some pretty strong back spasms. And, you know, he was not a participant in practice today, and I'm not sure what the official listing is for Aaron tomorrow, but I'm not optimistic that he's going to be able to go. We'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Okay, and then the last thing is at least listed on the game notes, Jonathan Isaac is listed again as out. Are there starting to be concerns about when we can get him back, Coach? I know you'd like to. I know you don't want to rush him, because he's never been through an ankle injury before, but I know you're antsy to get him back.
Yeah, we're certainly eager to get him back, and no one's more eager to get back than he is. You know, he's working every day and, you know, trying to do a little bit more and getting all his treatment, and you know, it's just it's one of those things that he's still symptomatic. You know, in an area that has the medical team concerned, you know, about not pushing him through it. So. You have to defer to the specialist and something like this, and I trust our medical team to do the right thing.
Okay, very good. Speaking with him, Magic head coach Frank Vogel, but you do get a couple of participants. Just tell us what you're able to do with Adrian Payne and Jamel Artis coming up from the G League. And again, this is what we talked about at the beginning of the season. You could have a situation where guys practice with you today, and case in point, they'll play tonight in Lakeland for the Lakeland Magic. What were you able to glean from them, and how nice was it to have those guys there at practice?
Well, it's great. You know, we didn't have enough bodies to have a full practice yesterday. So those guys coming in today, we're able to really help with that. And, you also get a chance to evaluate them, you know, and sort of see what they can do, right up close and personal. and you get to coach them a little bit and, you know, see how they respond to what you're trying to teach them. And, you know, it's just a good situation all the way around. So, you know, I commend those guys for coming in and getting a little work in today. And they're both fired up. Like, yeah, man, it's just basketball. Let's go play a little basketball today. Play some more tonight. Get to play in a game tonight. You know, they're both enjoying it.
But that's refreshing, isn't it? I mean, if you're those guys, you want this opportunity, a chance for the coach at the big club to get a look at you and maybe impress them a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, those guys are in it to be at this level. And every chance they can get to be up here for a game or for a practice is a good thing. And, you know, I think it's just really working out well for us.
And I know it'll be situational, but do you see a situation, I guess, where those guys could come help you and maybe get a chance to play, maybe get a chance to contribute? Or is it too tough to tell now?
Well, yeah, I mean, they certainly can. If Aaron Gordon doesn't play, then you have potential minutes at the power forward position. And, you know, obviously if Aaron Aflalo doesn't play, that's just another wing, you know, that we have down that, you know, makes more sense that maybe Jamal Artis, you know, isn't just, you know, here for the game, but actually contributes and, you know, hopefully helps get a W. So both of those guys are live for tomorrow night. They'll be here and, you know, there's a chance we use them.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Coach, I know the last game in Atlanta, I thought you were down so many bodies, and I didn't get a chance to talk to you after that game, but I know you must have been awfully proud just hearing what you said and reading your comments after. Just that team went out there and battled and competed. Unfortunately, it got away in the last minute, but what did you think of your club in Atlanta on Saturday?
Yeah, we played with a lot of heart, you know, and you know, we executed a high level on the offensive end and, you know, gave ourselves a chance to get a road win on a back-to-back when the other team's been resting for 3 days. And, you know, that's not always easy to do. And to do that with the injuries that we had and the travel circumstances we had, you know, I was definitely proud of, you know, the heart that they showed and the fight that they showed throughout that game. You know, we just didn't defend, you know, overall well enough to get a W, you know.
Right.
So, you know, you got to put together a complete game and put that one behind us, get ready for the Clippers.
And you know what, Coach, yeah, you're right, and we definitely will put that behind it, but I have one more comment on that game, and I imagine a big part of the game plan going into that was to involve Nick Vucevic and Jonathan Simmons, and they came through. Vuce has his first triple-double, and Jonathan Simmons goes for a career-high 29. I thought those guys gave you everything they had, certainly on the offensive end, and I did. We know what we have in Nick Vucevic. You had him last year, but did you learn anything extra about those guys? Did they maybe show you a little something extra, though? They knew you needed them, and I thought they gave you pretty much everything they had.
Yeah, they definitely did. They both had very, very strong performances, and you know, it's good to know when you need a higher volume of production out of guys like that, that they can step up and produce. You know, and you know, it's always the belief, but until you see it, you know, you don't really know, and those guys played terrific, both of them.
Okay, Coach, this is terrific. Hang in there. Hold that thought. We'll be back with more here in just a minute. We will return Magic Drive Time presented by International Diamond Center. The Magic in action tomorrow night hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. Go to OrlandoMagic.com and get your tickets now. These are big home games. The next two are big ones coming up for the Magic tonight and Friday. Hopefully the Magic can get back on track starting tomorrow night against the Clips. We're going to ask Coach Vogel about the kind of the psyche of his team, how they're holding up right now, and where we go from here, what he was working on today in practice, and what the next couple of days look like. When Magic Drive Time continues here on 96.9 The Game.
A lot of people talk about clarity, they talk about color, they talk about the size. The cut is the most important.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire talks about the most important of the four C's, the cut.
The way the diamond is cut is 60% of the value.
Keith says it's like comparing two men who weigh the same but don't look at all alike.
One may look like Tim Tebow and the other one looks like me. I highly recommend you stay with Tebow.
International Diamond Center.
Buy the one that looks like Tim Tebow.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Magic fans, secure your tickets for the 2017-18 season now with the Fast Break Season Pass. For only $299, you can see every Orlando Magic home game at the Amway Center.
Here's a steal by Isaac, throws it ahead. He's got Mack running the floor. He'll lay it up and in.
Catch every buzzer beater and pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. It's pure magic.
Welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. You can see a series of thrilling NBA games, all for one low price with your Orlando Magic All-Star Pass. Purchase one pass for only $59. You can see five Magic games in February and March. Here's how you get it. OrlandoMagic.com/FastBreak to purchase your All-Star Pass today. Orlando in action tomorrow, hosting the Clippers, 6:30 on Fox Sports Florida, 6:30 on the Magic Radio Network. And we rejoin the head coach of the Orlando Magic, spending a few more minutes with us here on Magic Drive Time, 96.9 The Game. And Coach, I guess I'll ask you this. How's the team holding up right now? I know nobody's going to feel sorry for you. Certainly not the Clippers, who come in banged up here tomorrow night. Not the Atlanta Hawks, who were banged up and saw you on Saturday. So it's going to come internally. I know these guys are going to have to dig deep here in the coming weeks. But how's everyone holding up, and what are you telling the guys right now?
Well, we got to continue to compete. You know, the playoffs are won by winning or getting wins during stretches like this, you know, where either the schedule's beating you up or the injuries are beating you up or whatever, you know. You know, it's not all, you know, a series of homestands against, you know, lower quality opponents. You know, you have to win games no matter what the situation is. And, you know, this is all part of earning your playoff berth and, you know, getting over the hump and getting this team back in the playoffs.
And how do they do that, Coach? What are you impressing upon them? How do they come together? Is it, I know defense has been your emphasis here lately, but is it ball containment, rim protection? What areas are you trying to narrow in and get these guys to come together here for you?
Well, defensively, you know, we're working on our pick and roll communication. Really, our defensive communication altogether can improve. You know, being louder and earlier with our voices and responding to each other. You know, and then the one-on-one containment the last two games, you know, the Atlanta game down in Atlanta and against Denver in particular, you know, really, really hurt us. You know, we just didn't guard our own position most of those two games, and you're not going to win a lot of games if you're doing that. So, you know, we're working on those areas. Obviously, the defensive rebounding is still a concern for us. And offensively, you know, we're shooting the ball well, but we're turning the basketball over entirely too much. So, you know, we're just working on exercise and better ball security.
And the ball containment, is that just a desire? Is that a will thing, Coach? Is that a scheme thing? Where are those breakdowns for you?
Well, it's not a scheme thing. It's right. It's partially will and desire, and partially ability. You know, yeah. I mean, you know, some guys don't have, you know, all the defensive talent in the world, and they gotta will their way to get a stop, use their hands, or take a charge, or something like that, and. You know, sometimes you have a difficult matchup, you know, against a guy that's going to be tough for you to guard one-on-one, and you just got to find a way through it.
And I know that being a defensive coach, I know it's got to be tough at times. So how do you keep it together and get your point across, but also kindly encourage them that area needs to improve?
Well, sometimes you got to do it not so kindly.
Yeah.
Like the last two practices.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. What was the message? How did you get that point? As much as you can say, how did you get that point across?
Go out and work on it.
Yeah.
Just stay in the door. I don't want to get too, too detail-oriented, but
right.
You know, you put them out there and you make them do it in front of the whole team until they get enough stops. And you stay on the damn court until you get off, until you get some stops.
I like that. And how was that received, Coach? Absolutely what it takes sometimes, and you got to get that point across.
Yeah, it takes a lot of hard work, and, you know, there was a good spirit about the group, you know, making those guys work for it. And, you know, the one-on-one stuff is always a competitive environment in practice. So,
sure.
You know, it was a good part of practice.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear, and we look forward to tomorrow night. And speaking of tomorrow night, Coach, we'll let you go with this. You got the LA Clippers coming in. oh, they're all banged up. I don't know where they're headed. And by the way, they rattle off two straight. They beat the Washington Wizards, beat a tough Toronto team at home before they come out here on the East Coast. So this is a team that's trying to find itself and dig itself out of a little rut they've been in.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, obviously they're very well coached, and they're, you know, they've got some guys that are out. But they've caught themselves a little bit. They just got one of their point guards back that they brought in to help replace Chris Paul's production. And, you know, part of their record is that they haven't had him all year, you know.
Right,
and Teodosic is a terrific player coming over from Europe. And he hit a big three in late in the game last night. And he's a heck of a point guard. So he changes them. They got some hard-playing guys. Austin Rivers obviously comes in. Winter Park, you know, Winter Park high school grad, and right. Let's show everybody around here how much he's improved, and
yes.
You know, it's legitimate. He has improved and has become quite a basketball player at this level. So, you know, he torched us last year. We know he's going to be gunning for us some, and but Lou Williams is the guy that's really, you know, the leading scorer for them, you know, over the last five or ten games or so, or even with Griffin out.
Right.
So we got to make sure that we're accounting for him as well.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you keeping your spirits up, keeping the team spirits up. I know this is all going to come together here for you soon and help you to get bodies back. Certainly no question about it. But I know this is all going to start coming together soon, and I look forward to seeing it happen here, Coach.
Me too. Thanks, Dante, for having me on.
All right, you got it. Always good to catch up with you. Magic head coach Frank Vogel, kind enough to join us here on a Tuesday evening. The Magic back in action here tomorrow night. They will host the Los Angeles Clippers, who 10-15. You say, okay, here's a team coming in, a little banged up. Certainly can take advantage of this team. And no, they rattle off two big wins. They coming off a big win against the Toronto Raptors, top team in the Eastern Conference, and just had a win against the Washington Wizards. So there are no easy W's in the NBA. It's not going to get easier from here on out, but hopefully you can start to get some bodies back. And I love it. I'm very encouraged by what he said, a difficult practice and making some points there on the defensive end. We'll see how that translates tomorrow. Special thanks to Magic head coach Frank Vogel. Thanks to you for tuning in. Have a great night, everybody. Back at it tomorrow night, 5:30, right here on 96.9 The Game.
The holiday season is here, and so is the chance to be part of our Orlando Magic Youth Holiday Camps presented by United Healthcare. Children ages 6 to 17 can learn basketball fundamentals and hone their skills through expert instruction by the National Basketball Academy. As a bonus, every camper also receives a basketball, t-shirt, and ticket to a Magic home game. Register your child for all the fun presented by United Healthcare at orlandomagic.com/youth.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's Fournier for three. Got it to go.
Point there. Deeper left front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.